Hello, this is Daniel Cornwall back again at you. And I've decided that one thing I want to try doing with Audioboo is recording the book reviews that appear at my blog, Alaskan Librarian. And if you're interested in the Alaskan Librarian blog, you can find it at alaskanlibrarian.wordpress.com. So today I'm going to do the book Drive by Daniel Pink, which I recently read. Before I get into my own comments, I would like to reproduce the author's cocktail party summary offered on page 203. When it comes to motivation, there's a gap between what science knows and what business does. Our current business operating system, which is built around external carrot and stick motivators, doesn't work and often does harm. We need an upgrade, and science shows the way. This new approach has three essential elements: autonomy, the desire to direct our own lives; mastery, the urge to get better and better at something that matters; and purpose, the yearning to do what we do in the service of something larger than ourselves. These three elements, autonomy, mastery, and purpose, form the core of intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation explains many things that classical economics cannot. Like this blog. No one's paying me to do this. Not here, and not at Free Government Information, where I'm a team blogger. Or most of the editors at Wikipedia. Drive explores intrinsic motivation and how it explains how software companies saw their profits soar when they let employees do whatever they wanted once a quarter, or why people doing creative tasks actually do worse when offered rewards. These examples and more are extensively documented by Pink in an engaging and often humorous manner. As he himself says, many of these conclusions defy common sense. But since at least the 1950s, they have been demonstrated in multiple studies and business situations. If you don't believe Pink, check out the underlying studies. Pink supplies a reading list on pages 185 to 194, which he calls the Type 1 reading list. His selection seemed interesting, and I thought others would be interested in his selections too. So I went to WorldCat and put his 15 selections, plus Drive itself, onto a WorldCat list, which I will post to this Audioboo comment. As regular readers know, and actually you as new listeners do not, I like books that propose fixes after they've identified problems. The last third of Drive is the Type I Toolkit, which are tips and resources for helping you, your organizations, and our schools become more intrinsically motivated. Once this happens, we'll be both happier and more productive. I feel like that's been true in my life and over the past several years, and I hope it can happen for you, wherever you are. It may be called work, but it doesn't have to be. If you've read Drive or have other thoughts about whether you are intrinsically or extrinsically motivated, please leave a comment, either here at the Audioboo site or on my blog, which again is alaskanlibrarian.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening.